Terrell Fontaine crouches in front of a row of Green Star lettuce heads with a knife in one hand and a yellow plastic bin at the ready. Along with two of his classmates, Fontaine, a senior at W.B. Saul Agricultural High School, is helping to harvest the leafy greens that until recently would have all gone to members of the school's Community Supported Agriculture Program, or CSA. But this produce is heading for the school's cafeteria. He smiles before slicing through another stem.
I know that like, what they're eating, I actually harvest, you know what I mean? So it's a good feeling.
Earlier this month, the lettuce and tomatoes that students helped grow for class credit became part of the cafeteria's daily lineup. The fresh produce is used for salads, folded into wraps, and stacked into sandwiches. Farm manager Nina Berryman says having a farm-to-cafeteria program at the school is a no-brainer.
It just completes the circle of experience and knowledge here at the farm. So the students can not only understand the science and the work that goes into growing vegetables, but then they can also benefit from the nutritional value and experience the taste and the different culinary applications that it can be used for in their lunches.
Is anybody having a wrap? No wraps today?
On a recent afternoon, a stream of Saul students funnels into the cafeteria's cramped lunch line. A number of students exit with pizza and fries, but the new deli counter, where the veggies sit, is doing brisk business too. Sophomore Zane Wilson grabs a seat at a long fold-out table near the front of the room. He says he almost always gets hot food, but has tried a salad or two lately, partially because of the student-grown produce.
I know it's coming from across the street from the farm, and I know that they like have fresh soil and stuff, and they wash it off good, because we did that before, in summer session, before we came to the school.
Classmate Dante DeShields says the lettuce tastes better than what he's had elsewhere.
What you get from the market, it don't taste like as good as you want it to, but the ones here, they actually have a taste where you actually like it and like enjoy it.
In 2009, Saul helped launch Henry Got Crops, the only CSA at a Philadelphia public school. Through a partnership with the community outreach wing of Weaver's Way Co-op, students get hands-on lessons in sustainable urban agriculture and provide nearby residents with chemical-free produce. Agriculture teacher Jessica McAtamney says she hopes her students form a deeper connection to the fieldwork now that they're also farming for themselves.
It's not just work. It's not just a grade. It's actually for their mouths, and it serves as a great motivator. It's motivating in the sense that they literally get to eat what they reap.
Georgia Kirkpatrick of Mount Airy has belonged to the Henry Got Crops CSA for 3 years now and says it's about time the food made its way into the cafeteria.
So now that the fact that they are seeing their hard work transferred right into the cafeteria, they can say, oh, hey, I grew that. That's awesome. Now we're eating it and see where it ends up. That's really awesome.
There's even talk about the Saul student growers supplying cafeterias at other Philadelphia schools. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.